you from the Gospel of St. Mark, and I'll pick up at Mark 3, the third chapter, verses 1 through 5. You find these words, and he entered again into the synagogue. And there was a man there which had a withered hand. They watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. He said unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when they looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. The point in scriptures this morning, 37th division of Psalms, verse 32. The Bible reads, the wicked watched the righteous and seeketh to slay him. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. For our thinking this morning, we would like to pull from the second verse of chapter 3, which reads, and they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And on the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought, a subject this morning. Somebody's watching you. Somebody is watching you.
Oh, yes.
The Lord has done marvelous things, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We are living in such a time that it behooves all of us to do what you can while you can. For any day can be a day of change. But we are thankful to God this morning. We thank him for the manifestation of his spirit and for his power and for all that he is to us. We solicit and thank God for all of your prayers this morning. We trusting that depending upon God's spirit and physical being, I'll preach, I may teach, and I may talk. Just depends on what I can push out. I can tell you, choir, you did a good help. Sure enough, you about pushed me beyond my limit. I believe Nate did some of those steps for me because I wanted to do it myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's always a ram in the bush. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. When you know that the Lord God has done great things for you. Don't nobody know your story. Don't nobody know what you have to go through the midnight hour and day to day from week to week. But when you can get up and face yourself in the mirror, come out in public and say, to God be the glory. For the thing that he has done. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Thank you, God. 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 Oh, thank you, God. 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 The Lord is able, and the Lord will keep thee. God done bless somebody else in this house this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Thank him for the praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. Somebody. Somebody is watching you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to move along and try to get a little bit of this out. I mainly tried to push myself to preach just because of my love for old Trish coming home. And so, when you love your folk, so you get all the advice. It's all right, Sister Cat, feel it. You know what God has done and what God is capable of doing. And people say, take it easy. People say, well, maybe you need to let somebody else do. But so I told a couple of ministers yesterday, well, I'm going to still prepare. And I'll just take it one moment at a time. So I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right because the blessing has already been here. So now, if you didn't want to jump on the train, that's your business. Don't expect me to try to boost you up to that point. Quiet and did they part. The Spirit of God is here. Where two or three agree, God promised that he would be in the midst of us. And once again, he has blessed us to worship and to praise him for his goodness and his mercy. He has done so much for us that we truly owe God some praise. A word of thanksgiving, a hand wave, a hallelujah, or something. You ought to be able to tell God thank you for something, whether it was a little thing or a big thing. What might seem little and not that much to somebody else, it means a whole lot to you. There are those of us this morning, there are those of you this morning, that just the mere fact that you could put your own clothes on, give you joy and give you something down on the inside, that you ought to be able to cry out and tell God how much you love him. He deserves our praise. And all we have to do is just think about how good the Lord God has been. And we can't help but to cry out. No, that's one thing, that when I think of his goodness and all that he has done for me, I can't help but give my God some praise. And I don't know about you, but all that he has done, I'm going to praise him while I can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to be one of those that at the end of the day, you can say he was faithful unto death. Hallelujah. I was blessed to hear a message on yesterday that encouraged me to trust God even the more. And the thing was, whatever God starts, he finishes. There's a beginning of everything, but and then there's an ending to it, but there's some things that go on in the middle that you got to understand that God is still going to be with you all the way through the middle part. And I was so moved yesterday. I was tired, but after I got that message, it seemed to encourage my spirit, and I began to feel better because I know that if God started, God is able to finish it. So you got to trust God in that manner. You got to know that if you believe in the power of God, whatever he brings you to, he will see you through. God is just that kind of God. He's that kind of God that lets us know that in this world, in this life, we are going to have trials as well as tribulations. But then Jesus come back and said, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. Things will happen in a time such as this, as we go through our lives, regardless to what we are going through, it will pass, and God is able to do the impossible. That I believe this morning that there's somebody in the midst of us that have tried God for themselves, have realized that if I call on him, that he will come to my rescue. And then there are those of us that have been sort of waiting on God. We laid it on the altar and we are waiting for God to move. And I just come to let you know, all you got to do is be patient. Have a determination. Just take it a little step, one little step at a time. And if you can't make giant steps, that's all right. All you got to do is get there. I am determined to stay in the race. I believe there's somebody in here this morning that has made it up in your mind that no matter what come or go, I'm going to serve God anyhow. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We got to understand that we are all in this together, brothers and sisters in Christ, trying to do what the Lord God would have us to do. And I come to tell you something this morning that I'm sure that you already know. And that is, no matter where you go at any given time, somebody is watching you. They said when you go into ministry, it's like living in a glass house. But now I come to let you know it doesn't matter whether you are in ministry or not. Who you are, people are watching you. It seems that they are more interested in what you are doing than keeping up with their own lives. Most of the time, they are looking to find something to talk about. And the wicked watch the righteous so that if they can find some kind of fault to discredit you, to pull you down, to steal your joy, to take away your happiness, to make you feel like all of your running has been in vain. But I beg to differ. I don't care how much somebody watch you. They can't change who you are from inside out. One thing I do know is as people watch you, all they see is the outer appearance. And sometimes they see your inner character by the things that you do, the things that you say, the things that come out your mouth, the things that allow you to be the person that you are. And then one thing I thought about when I was thinking about this message is that when people watch you, there's some people watching you that you don't even know they're seeing you. Every day, somebody see you that you don't see. Somebody's deliberately looking at you. And they want to see something that would catch you doing something unholy. You better not be a churchgoer. You better not be one that declares that I'm a Christian. But hallelujah, Jesus, they will eat you up. I wonder if there's anybody in here that is a believer, though that you've been saved, but somebody said that I thought you was a Christian. We got to stop thinking about other folk. Didn't the Lord God tell Peter in the Sunday school lesson, don't worry about what nobody else doing, you take care of Peter. It takes all of my energy now to take care of me. Only thing I can do about them chaps is sit and lay there and mumble and complain and talk about them and still love them anyhow. They watch your goings. They watch you coming. And don't think because the blinds are closed, they don't have a peephole. Some of you don't wear your blinds out. You know how some of you get there and you see you got that little broken blind there on the side? That one didn't get broke all by itself. Somebody been peeping out the window. We got in the window peepers in here this morning. Ride up to the house and see who peep out. Better not hear a door close. Some of us so good, we know the sound of the car. We don't have to get up. There was a time that, well, probably still now, they don't do as much walking now as they used to do, but anybody ever hid from the Jehovah's Witness? Know you in the house. But you peeped out and saw the car roll up. Tell somebody to turn the television down. I don't feel like hearing all that today. The same way somebody's watching you and you watching somebody, it goes back and forth. All of us are lookers. All of us, to a degree, is nosy. Because gossipers wouldn't have anything to gossip about if you wouldn't entertain the conversation. A lot of time when they come up, when the first thing they say, have you heard? You ought to tell them if it's not the gospel, I don't need to hear it. I come to the conclusion that no matter what you think or say, I refuse to let anybody steal my joy, separate me from my love for God, and don't worry about what they say. Learn how to put your trust in Jesus. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to move along for real. When we come into the church house, There are those of us that are fashionably inclined, that we know about how to dress better than other folk know how to dress. So as soon as you hit the door, they scan you from head to toe. I've had people even come to me at a function and say, Reverend Tate, your socks even match your outfit. My face way up here, what you doing looking at my socks? You better come out correct. Some of you colorblind. I did that one day. I thought I had on blue and blue. I had on blue and black when I got in the sun. Messed me all up. Try to get back home before somebody call you out. People are just people. We grow. And as we grow, if we read and we study and we hear and allow the word to penetrate our hearts and our minds, we come to a place in life to where it doesn't matter to me what you got on. It doesn't matter to me who you talking to in Walmart, because you may need to talk to that individual. There are times when you can find yourself witnessing to somebody, even in a department store. You're not always talking a whole bunch of mess. There are times when you haven't seen folk for a good while. And so you have an opportunity to talk to them. But we got to understand that there are people that watch you for the wrong purpose. And David tells us in the 37th division of Psalms, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Then David said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. But then he comes back in that 32nd part of our text where he said, the wicked watcheth the righteous. Why? And seeketh to slay him. So in other words, those that are ungodly are watching the godly so they can put him in a trap or pull him down or declare to somebody else they don't have what you think they got. But now, who are you to judge what Judy got? The Bible declares, how can I see that little splinter in her eye and I got a whole log in my own eye? Somebody's watching you. The wicked is watching the righteous and they're seeking to slay you. So while in this time, the wicked watch for an opportunity to trap the righteous. In the future, the righteous will have their chance to watch. And the end of the unright shall be, and their end shall be peace. But the end of the wicked is going to be destruction. So all you have to do is let the Lord be your God and let God fight your battle. We look at our text this morning. We see that they even tried to trap Jesus for healing on the Sabbath. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. The Bible declares, and it came to pass, that when he went through the cornfield, that was on the Sabbath day, disciples began as they went, and they plucked the ears of corn. Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day do that which is not lawful? In other words, you're not supposed to labor on the Sabbath day. Wasn't no harm in getting something to eat, but the harm was that you are not supposed to do any labor. Did not God say when he created the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest? We do everything but rest on Sunday. Whatever come to mind, that's what we do. But now they were walking through a cornfield, and we need to understand that they weren't actually picking ears of corn. What they were picking was groups of barley and wheat. And as they picked this, that there was always somebody watching. You read throughout the New Testament, the Pharisees and the scribes and the rulers always tried to find some fault in Jesus. There's somebody watching you to find fault in you. I don't care whether you do it right or you try, or whatever you try to do, they always going to look at it and they're going to see something that you didn't do. But what about those folk that are doing the best that they can? What about those folk that don't really know or have an understanding that this might reflect on me in a negative manner, so I got to do things in a different way? You got to trust God with your whole heart and know that the Lord God will be right there with you. Now, if Jesus is our example, if he is the author and the finisher of our faith, if we say that I'm going to take up my cross and follow the Lord, then we are declaring that I got to go through something. And as I go through whatever is on my cross, I got to carry it until God takes it off of me. There are a whole lot of us got a whole lot on your cross this morning. It bears you down. It's weighing you down. And every time you turn around, it's one thing after another. But don't allow the wicked to trap you up in a trap just because they are watching you. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said unto them, have you never read what David did? When he had need and was hungry, he and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, that high priest, and did eat the shewbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priest, and gave also to them that were with him. So now, what he is saying is that if there is a need on the Sabbath, don't allow yourself to not do what you need to do for your body or for somebody else just because somebody said that you can't do it on the Sabbath day. He realized that these men are hungry and I'm hungry. And David said, I'm going to eat me some of this bread. You don't have any common bread, so I'm going to eat what you got. That bread was supposed to be sanctified bread that was only for the priest to eat. Have you ever gave somebody that one piece of chicken that you know you like? Behind the woman yesterday, and I was looking in the chicken box. She said, I want two legs. I'm thinking, I want two legs too. I didn't see any legs. But lo and behold, when I got close enough to the pan, I said, give me them two legs back up under there. I see them right there. God will supply what you need, and sometimes he will give you the desires of your heart. Then look at Jesus. He says unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So you got to understand, when we look at this, David is declaring that Christ is Christ. And the Sabbath was intended for you to rest and to serve him. But the Sabbath wasn't created for you to just say, it's my day to do whatever others want me to do or to work in the vineyard. But this is my day to sit down and rest somewhere. Therefore, the Son of Man is the Lord also of the Sabbath. God is the one that can do what nobody else can do. And it does not matter if you criticize one another. It doesn't matter when you talk about one another. How many of you know that God is your God? And if you trust God with your whole heart, you'll know that the Lord God will do what he got to do. And I want to let you know this morning, you got to trust God with all of your heart. I realize here that they tried to trap our Lord again. For the Bible declares he entered into the synagogue. And when he got there was a man that was there. This man's hand was withered. This man's hand was paralyzed. But how many of you know God is a healer? All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Do I have anybody in the house this morning that had ever called on the name Jesus? That ever said, Lord, I need you right now. Don't you know sometimes God is a right now God. Sometimes God is an after while God. Sometimes God is a wait until I move God. But I don't care when you bless me, Lord. All I want to know is that I'm blessed by the best. I got something to tell you this morning. Somebody is watching you. Somebody is trying to trap you up. But if you know God for yourself, look at me, here I am. I am that I am. And the Lord made me what I am. I'm so glad that God reached down into me. And God began to bless me in a mighty special way. For the Bible declared that they asked the Lord our God. Say, is it lawful for to do good on the Sabbath day? Or to do evil. I think that God can do what he want to do. If you want to know God will save your life, I thought that God is a healer on a Sunday morning. God is a healer on a Sunday afternoon. God is a healer on Sunday evening. God is the one that will make a way out of no way. I can see my Jesus telling the man right now, come on over here to me. I got everything under control. I know the Lord will be and do what I need him to do. If there ain't anybody that know God this morning, I want to know that I have any witnesses this morning to know that somebody is watching you. And I don't care how long you watch. I don't care how you watch. But I know the Lord is going to make a way. I got a way making God. I got a God that can do what nobody else can do. I got a God that will step up to the plate. I got a God that will come out of my comfort zone. Anyway you bless me, Lord. Anyway you bless me, Lord. I'll be satisfied. I'm satisfied because you woke me up. I'm satisfied because you gave me a mind. I'm satisfied because I can open up my mouth. I'm satisfied because I can wave my hand. I just stopped by to tell somebody that my God said to the man, stretch out your hand. And when God began to have him to stretch out his hand, the Bible declared that it was restored just like the other hand. So all you got to do is trust the power of God. But when I look at my last supporting text, the Bible say the eyes of the Lord. Can you help me say that this morning? The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Somebody say his eyes on the sparrow. And I know the Lord watches me. And I stop by to tell you, not only are folk watching you, but every day of your life, God is watching you. I don't care if you're already in Timbuktu. God is right there wherever you go. He see you down, he see you uprising. He see you when you go to bed at night. He see you when you eat your breakfast in the morning. He's right there in the midnight hour. He's there when everybody began to crowd around you. How many glad that they got Jesus? I know I got the Lord on my side because he woke me up this morning, started me on another day's journey. I know I got the power of God. For God said, if you open up your mouth, if you open up your mouth, I'll speak for you this morning. I'll take all your pain away. I'll make everything all right to your soul. And I just stopped by Files Chapel to let you know I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on a solid rock. And as long as I'm on that solid rock, everything is going to be all right. Look at me if you will. I'm nothing but flesh on the outside. But God looked down at the depths of my heart, realized that there's some good things down on the inside. And when God blesses you from inside out, you can tell somebody, I love the Lord. Do you love him this morning? Do you love him this morning? Do you owe him a praise this morning? Have God done something in your life to make you know that it wasn't nobody but God? Couldn't nobody do you like Jesus? You thought that you had made it out. The devil thought he had you. The devil thought he had you. But somehow you got away. And when you got away, you looked up to the hill, knowing that that's where your help come from. And when my help come, sometimes I dance. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I wave my hand. But I want to tell somebody, quench not the Spirit of God. If you know that 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 God has done something in your life, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to raise up your hand. You ought to tell your God, thank you. When the praises go up,
When the praises go up, when the praises go up, your blessings will come down. Somebody's watching you. Don't worry about when they watch you. Just know that you're doing and you are in the will of a mighty God. I don't care where you go. You can be in another country, cannot even understand the language, and they watch you too. So that's why you have to be careful. Stay in that tourist area. Because you go in them other areas, they watching you. And they know you from somewhere else. And they think that because you got way over there, you got a whole lot more than what you got. They'll knock your head off and you ain't have it. You know, I take a little bit out at a time. Don't never take all your money with you when you're traveling, because if they knock you out, they got everything you got. But I take just enough to eat. Then next day, I take out a little bit more. And another reason for that, see, I got to pace that little money out. It got to last till I get back home. But somebody is always watching you. Then you might wonder, who am I that I'm so special that you can't get your eyes off me? You better start watching Jesus. Don't worry about what I do. If I stumble and fall and forget to ask my God for forgiveness and die and go to hell, it's nobody's fault but my own. But don't allow the enemy to get you in a trap that will make you not know that not only are we watching, but the most important one of all, the Lord's eyes are upon you. He sees your good. He sees your bad. But how many of you are glad that he got mercy? He got grace. And he will allow you to come boldly to the throne of God and declare, God, I've sinned and come short, but I need you to help me along the way. Somebody is watching you this morning. Sometimes it's good to be watched, because it makes you stay in check. Not that you got to prove anything to anybody, because God is the only one to have a heaven and a hell that you can go to. Everything is recorded in the book of life.